Indonesian Hajj Organizing Committee is providing 32 low-deck disability-friendly buses for Indonesian Hajj pilgrims to travel between the Ukel and the Great Mosque of Mecca, Saudi Arabia. This was announced by the Head of Public Relations and Public Communication Bureau of the Ministry of Religious Affairs, Ahmad Fauzin, during a press conference held online here on Tuesday. Fauzin said that these buses were provided as a form of the government's commitment to offering inclusive Hajj services. The sixth president of Indonesia, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, called for unity and cooperation among nations in the world to address the climate crisis and environmental damage that threaten the future of humanity. The statement was made by Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono during the lecture series forum of Yudhoyono Institute titled Sustainable Growth with Equity, held on Monday. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono emphasized that the world situation is becoming increasingly complex and concerning, in which instead of uniting to address common threats such as climate change, many countries remain caught in geopolitical conflicts. As a result, environmental issues and climate change receive less public attention than other issues. Let's know that what the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
cinta sekaku. Meski harus ku lewati seribu jalan yang berliku, namun ku tahu pasti dalam hidupku cinta takkan berhenti.
From the Vesak Day, let's move on with something else. Something from the World Expo 2025 Osaka in Japan on Monday, in which Indonesia, through the Bank Indonesia, affirmed their support toward the development of green financing and also, we should say, green finance and green economy, apart from the structural transformation. And to realize this, according to the Bank Indonesia, it would need collaboration between different sectors, starting from the business owners, the stakeholders or policymakers, and also international partner. And this was stated by the deputy governor of the senior deputy governor of Bank Indonesia, Destri Damayanti, during the a business forum held at Indonesian Pavilion in the World Expo 2025. And to achieve this transformation, Destri also said that the key is stability in the macroeconomy and also financial system. So to make sure this also happens, it would need a cooperation with other partners from abroad, for example, with Japan. So Destri said that the green financing will be strengthened with Japan, including in digital economy and transaction by using local currency. And only talking here, this is not a formal, so being a place spot for people gathering like 70% from strategic sectors, in which Indonesia promoted 10 top projects. Meanwhile, the Indonesian ambassador to Japan, Harry Ahmadi, said that Indonesia and Japan has been joining hands in strategic partnership in various sectors like green economy, also industry downstreaming. And during the business forum, some Japanese investors signed a letter of intent, which showed the commitment of Japan in encouraging green and sustainable investment. relaxing by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out. We encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us. Indonesia. Still listening to The Voice of Indonesia by using the RRI digital mobile application. And don't forget, listener, you can also enjoy directly the programs from all RRI stations all across the country, from Sabang to Merauke. And also, you can enjoy your favorite playlists, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can also use the app to immediately interact with us by using like, command, share, and also live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store. From and he is requesting for a radio program schedule and the names of the broadcaster who present the programs. But he also want to know the educational level and positions of the announcers in our radio, and he want to learn more about the history of our radio, Voice of Indonesia, and its departments, including the Arabic department. And is there any radio publications that you can see, like the old and new publications? And he would like that to be sent to here to his email address. Okay, thank you very much for the comment, Abdul Qadir Qasim. I would like to extend this to the team by the Voice of Indonesia. So, other listeners can also send your comments, questions, or maybe requests onto our application, RRI Digital. And more from Indonesia still coming up next. So, stay tuned on WhatsApp, Voice of Indonesia. History of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs, forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Cinta,
yang menimpa Indonesia. Air sampai setinggi pohon batu yang ada di kawasan mangrove ini, tetapi tidak sampai ke tepus pendaratan. Di sanalah fungsi luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. Mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a safety belt for the mainland from the brunt of the tsunami, as stated by Wayan Konantara, head of the Segara Guna Global Chai Joint Business Group, Murah Rai, Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya,
as far as I know, the function of this mangrove, the fact is that in 2004, when there was a tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially Aceh, of course the impact also reached here. Coincidentally, at that time, when I am Tennessee, in the Bahua area, Murah Rai. At that time, it was receding about suddenly, there was a high tide. The water was also heavy. That's the real evidence that I saw. At that time, the water was as high as a mile piece in this mangrove area. But it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high. We were also surprised at that time. Alhamdulillah, thanks, we confessed to God that the disaster did not endanger the people on the mainland, especially in Bali at that time. That's what we see. That's where the function of the mangrove forest is. As a food and guard, the coastline of the island that we have. Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by IU, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BREEAM. Exactly. When tsunami in Palu, for example, we got very clear information that there was no flood in Donggala district, there were absolutely no casualties, and the damage was minimal, because the impact of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove safety belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forests is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and seabirds, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora. We have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests, where fishery resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production value of the chances of fishermen in Tahura, Murah Rai area. Then secondly, it turns out that the mangrove fluid that we have here can be used for processed food, meat, and also several types of medicines. Besides that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. More or less, it is an economic value which, of course, together, we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself. Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been defined because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Saripa, a researcher from BREEAM. Disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia, but has been abandoned in the last 2 decades. IBS in GDPR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several special forums. Why is it important? Because there are key benefits not only for humans, but also for biodiversity, and also for disaster risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem for disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of grey infrastructure, such as a tractor. It is very profitable for the surrounding community with the mangroves. The economic benefits are not only from resources, but also by making ecotourism, as we see in this Bahura. So, the multi-benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically. And this mangrove, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around Tahura area, Murah Rai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas.
We have
plenty of them catches. Whereas fishermen who have worked with catches at the high seas, it is seasonal. Usually in 1 year it is only once at most. It has seasonability. While we who have mangroves, it doesn't stop. We can catch fish every day, and there's no season. Every day we can catch mangrove crabs, shrimp, and other species that is living in town operating crabs and catfish, and for the catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature? There is no limit to the number of fish we catch, but if the crab has a size, the size that can be caught is 250 grams, which is the lowest, then the other types. We have a size that fits our agreement, 2-inch nets that we use to catch other fish. If there are crabs that lay eggs and we also want to catch, we cannot take them and catch them. They must be released so that population deployment can be sustainable. Mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Saliva, preserving the nature of the mangrove forest means preserving life. We are not just talking about the tsunami, we are also talking about abrasion on the coast. We have seen the reduction in coastline due to abrasion on the northern coast of Java, the loss of mangrove seas, the loss of livelihoods, the loss of living land, because the land has to retreat, because the seawater is eroding the land. So strengthening the ecosystem services, such as the mangroves or disaster risk reduction, can help. For example, in the Thousand Islands, Jakarta, while improving the mangrove communities or in small islands, still having good living land, and also having benefits for tourist activities. As I mentioned earlier, abrasion can be overcome while the economy continues. Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction? This is very interesting. Yes, when we talk about responsibility, actually, either it is a shared responsibility, and shared responsibility starts from the local level to the national and even global level, and that for success is synergism or in line, so they are not mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Either way, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies. At the national level, it must be in line. Don't let the community feel that this has strong benefits for them, but then suddenly there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, but the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy. So it must be in line.
How's in line?
as an implementer research as the chairman of the joint business group Segara Guna Global Chai Wahai Bali. What is the hope of Wayang Kona Antara? For the community, both upstream and downstream, let's work together on how to function waste and how we do not pull garbage coming clean, which will eventually end up in this yellow forest. So that's what we hope. Let's take care of garbage together, super fast, so that the environment can be well maintained.
Generate, if I had another chance, I would've stayed. Would you plan another chance? be working my division. Truth I could have changed and I should have changed it with you. Helping with the best is what I wish you.
Voice of Alicia will stay on the viewing of the 90 and the frequency of 3 to 4 to 4 to 7 at 5 kilohertz.